Welcome to Edmonton Social Planning Council's blog post. This post is titled Housing Concerns and the Need for Indigenous-Led Housing Initiatives, and is written by Jordan Clark, Mar Sishu. Housing remains a significant issue for First Nation, Métis, and Inuit peoples, hereafter referred to as Indigenous peoples in Canada. Studies report Indigenous peoples are 8 times more likely to experience homelessness than non-Indigenous peoples, regardless of whether they reside in urban or rural settings. Mainstream definitions of homelessness include any individual or group situation where they are without stable, safe, permanent, appropriate housing, or the immediate prospect, means, and ability of acquiring it, and is caused by several structural and systemic factors such as poverty, racism, and housing shortages, as well as personal circumstances. This definition largely reflects a Western settler perspective. In the context of discussing Indigenous homelessness, it is important to consider the definition of homelessness from an Indigenous worldview. Quote, "Unlike the common colonialist definition of homelessness, Indigenous homelessness is not defined as lacking a structure of habitation. Rather, it is more fully described and understood through a composite lens of Indigenous worldviews. These include individuals, families, and communities isolated from the relationships to land, water, place, family, kin, each other, animals, cultures, languages, and identities. Importantly, Indigenous people experiencing these kinds of homelessness cannot culturally, spiritually, emotionally, or physically reconnect with their indigeneity or lost relationships." End quote. Why do we need Indigenous-led housing initiatives? Despite the immense impact this issue has on Indigenous peoples in Canada, there remains a lack of resources and strategies informed and led by Indigenous peoples and Indigenous ways of knowing. Policies informed by colonization remain prevalent today, thus worsening the experiences of the housing crisis for Indigenous peoples. For example, policies that deem traditional family housing as being inadequate and overcrowded lead to the apprehension of children by child welfare agencies, which may increase a child's likelihood of later experiencing homelessness. In order to respectfully and appropriately respond to housing challenges in Indigenous populations, the overall strategy needs to be reflective of Indigenous priorities and ways of knowing. Pairing culturally appropriate supports with housing allows for wraparound services that address key needs identified by Indigenous peoples, for example, intergenerational trauma, and is a key step towards decolonization. Quote, "Decolonization is about cultural, psychological, and economic freedom for Indigenous peoples with the goal of achieving Indigenous sovereignty, the right and ability of Indigenous peoples to practice self-determination over their land, cultures, and political and economic systems. Colonialism is a historical and ongoing global project where settlers continue to occupy land, dictate social, political, and economic systems, and exploit Indigenous peoples and their resources." End quote. Indigenous-led housing initiatives in Edmonton. There are a variety of Indigenous-led initiatives in Edmonton, including Native Counseling Services of Alberta, Niji-Nan Housing Ventures, Métis Capital Housing, Ben Calf Rope Society, and Bentero. Despite this, more work needs to be done to better respond to the needs of the Indigenous peoples in our city. In early 2021, the City of Edmonton Council called for a research project to inform an Indigenous affordable housing strategy in Edmonton. Throughout the project, recommendations offered by Indigenous stakeholders in Edmonton include increasing sustainable funding, ensuring Indigenous-specific housing data is available to program developers, and creating an Indigenous community-based organization focused on housing. Additionally, stakeholders asked for more collaboration and improved partnerships with the government, industry, and other housing developers. Importantly, a key piece of collaboration was identified to include the diversity of Indigenous peoples, including those represented by existing Indigenous bodies, as well as those not already represented. This diversity is an essential component in highlighting the ways Indigenous peoples understand housing, as well as understanding their unique needs, such as addressing racism in the housing market. More highlights and recommendations of the project summary prioritizing and incentivizing the development of Indigenous-led affordable housing in Edmonton can be found through the link on the original blog post. What can I do? Listen and learn. Seek the stories and lived experiences of the Indigenous population. Familiarize yourself with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls for action. Support. Become aware of existing Indigenous-led housing initiatives. Familiarize yourself with proposed urban, rural, and northern Indigenous housing strategies and the recommendations they offer. Advocate. Query existing housing initiatives on how they can further decenter colonial policies, attitudes, and perspectives. Hold them accountable to decolonize the housing landscape and encourage funders to support Indigenous-led initiatives. Jordan Clark Marcy Shu is a volunteer with Edmonton Social Planning Council and is a social worker who is passionate about spreading knowledge and advocating for systems change for the betterment of all individuals. Her personal interests include hiking, kayaking, skiing, playing slow pitch, reading, and adventuring with her pup. To enjoy more of our blog posts or to learn more about Edmonton Social Planning Council, please visit our website at www.edmontonsocialplanning.ca or follow us on social media at Edmonton SPC. Thank you for listening.